All right, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Here, we'll open the floor up for public comment. Okay, moving right along. All right, so we have the November minutes that were tabled from last month with some changes.
Nope, they didn't get any changes.
No changes?
We still have the table.
So what are we waiting for on these?
You want me to look at, I mean, are you concerned about the resolution that we did relating to Margaret? Is that what you're looking for?
Right.
Okay.
Some of the members of the board would like to see some changes on that.
Okay, well, I can do that.
All right, well, we'll look at that. We'll save it till next month then.
Yep.
So you should have a copy of that.
Yeah, no, I got it.
All right, so we have the minutes from January meeting.
Make a motion to approve them as written.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Approve the minutes for, or approve the treasurer's report from December.
I'll make a motion to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Treasurer's report for January.
I just have one question as I look at it, and I saw it in the December. Is the buildings, the contractual, right now we're over by $12,814. Have you...
Is that reflecting the price for the roof?
That's what I'm wondering.
Because the roof has been paid except for the retainage.
So that needs to be moved from the capital.
Okay, so I'll have to do a transfer.
I'll make a motion to accept.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Have to do the water one separate?
No.
No part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any correspondence? None in the packets. Anybody have any correspondence?
No.
Reports, Highway Department. Basically, we've been plowing streets and doing some maintenance on the equipment so that it stays up to snuff. They rebuilt a small water pump, did some ditch work on the side of Malden Street, replaced a 4-inch hose canister on a large pump. Changed the hydraulic filter in the Dodge and worked with Main Care to service the furnace here at the hall. And the water department, we've been doing our water samples, the 2015 nitrate samples complete. Started the quarterly water samples for disinfection byproducts stage 2. Jay met with Avante for the new generator at the holding tank.
And can I just interject? Missy,
yep.
Do you know if we've submitted the insurance claim for the chart recorder for the Avante invoice? We have. Have they? Did they get back to us on that?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Police Department?
I have in front of you a report from Officer Jones for January. There were 26 incidents investigated, 13 arrests, 124 traffic tickets. We had 3 DWIs, including one DWI, which was a Leander's Law violation, which is with driving while intoxicated with a child. And just to make a note, that person's blood alcohol level was 3 times the legal limit with a minor in the car. So it's a very dangerous situation. We also had a DWAI, drugs, as well during January. And finally, only just over the past couple of weeks ago, we had an incident where one of our officers was assaulted while he was placing an individual under arrest. Thankfully, the officer wasn't injured, and the person ended up moving from a moving violation to a stay in jail. Unit 602, the Tahoe has 89,000 miles on it. 603, the Crown Victoria has 25,800 miles on it. And as I mentioned at prior meetings in this past year, I'm encouraging the board to consider replacing the Tahoe this year. And I put some information, a quote, for a replacement vehicle in your boxes. And at our next budget workshop, hopefully we can discuss that. While there aren't any grants available at this time, I think I've worked out a strategy which will minimize the budgetary impact. But that's more to come during the budget workshop. That's all I have, Bob.
Okay. Village Attorney, Dave?
Well, and we all know that this at our November meeting, we accepted one proposed street, and there was not a majority to accept the other proposed street. And Margaret hired a lawyer named Gilchrist, who was here at our last meeting. And I thought what we would do tonight is go into executive session to discuss how we should respond to that. The problem is we've got only three people here, and I think in real life Lori would have to sort of recuse herself for obvious reasons. So I don't think we really have a sort of a quorum, so to speak, to really talk about this. On the other hand, the lawyer for Margaret believes that he has I don't believe this, but he believes this, that he has a four-month statute of limitations, so to speak, to do what he's going to do. If he's going to sue us, he has to do it within four months of that date of when we did the resolution, when we didn't approve the resolution, okay? So he's concerned he has a time extension there, and that's going to expire, you know, next month. So I guess what I might do when Charlie gets back, and maybe I'll have an individual conversation, if we want to discuss it together, is we might have to have some sort of special meeting before, just to be fair to him. In other words, I don't think we want to, if we at least see sort of where everybody is, and I've had some individual conversations, if we decide that their position is correct, and we'll discuss that amongst ourselves, then we could tell them that and, you know, resolve the problem. If we decide it's not correct, then we can tell them that in a timely fashion. So I guess what I'll do, do we know when Charlie's coming back, or?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Huh?
I think it's only going to be going 2 weeks.
Oh, because he's gone for quite a while.
It's on my calendar. I'll find out after.
Okay, because maybe what we try and do is get together for some, maybe there'll be something else going on. I'd come down. We discuss it, see what we want to do, and give them some sort of, I was hoping we'd do it tonight, but no. Who knew? People were going to be sick and gone.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
All right. Trustees reports. Been working on the roof. The roof is, for all intents and purposes, finished. There are some punch list items that need to be taken care of. I've been working with Ben on Ben Marr, the engineer, and on getting those taken care of. So. It's an ongoing thing, but hopefully we'll get that all resolved shortly. So
it looks like the roof is holding up.
Yeah, to the it's dry in here, so that's a good thing.
No stains, no new stains.
But there are a couple of issues that we need to get resolved. So and I'm on top of that. So that's all I've been working on this month.
next Tuesday is grievance night. Starts at 5, goes to 10?
5 to
9. 5 to 9. So, 5 to 9. And then I have other things on the agenda that I'll talk about.
I just have something brief. I just want to thank Tony and Jay for their efforts over the past several snowstorms. I think they've done a good job of keeping this road safe as they typically do. But, you know, it's something that I think we should keep in mind that they're out there and they're doing a good job.
Okay, Missy, do you have anything?
Nope, I'm all set.
Okay. So, code enforcement next. Any report for that?
Report's in the.
It is?
I don't see it.
No.
All right, well, we'll skip that for now. Beautification committee, Kurt? Nothing?
No.
So who won the contest?
Chandler won the first prize. It was in the newsletter. Chandler.
I think you sent it to me, Kurt.
It's all email, guys. Newest thing.
A bit of a beautification committee shutdown there.
I think Malvin Street, what is their name? I'll think of it. And then the third prize was, come on, Judy, over there.
I know I was there. On Elm Street.
Sorry
to put you on the spot.
Sweeney.
Oh, okay.
Not a Bernhardt.
Brenthrup?
Yes.
Pat Brenthrup?
Yes. And all were delighted.
And Gordon. Oh. Pat and Gordon.
We also received a matching donation so that next year the prizes can be doubled.
Nice.
How about that? So stand by for next year.
Change your read.
All right, thanks, Kurt. Youth committee.
Ice skating parties have resumed at the village pond. Because of the extremely cold weather, they've been sparsely attended. But thank you very much to trustees Clark and Forte and Susan Forte for their faithful attendance. We've been there through thick and thin. Also, I want to thank Jay and Tony for keeping the pond and the surrounding parking area all around, free of snow. They've really done a fantastic job. Members of our committee attended a meeting with Tracy Clegg, Assistant Director of the Library, and we're going to plan some collaborative programming for when the weather warms up a little bit. That's it.
Thank you. ZBA?
No report.
Planning Board? Nothing there. Master Plan Update?
I guess I can give it.
You can do that.
I can give it. The SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats has been completed and summarized. The next step is to draft the recommendations and body of the master plan document, and that will be going on over the next several months. We've been meeting at the library on Thursdays, every other Thursday. There's next meeting is
a week from Thursday.
19th?
The 19th. 7 p.m. And again, these meetings are open to anyone who'd like to come. And we have a new member we'd like to appoint later in the meeting.
Okay, old business. We have draft local law on park policy.
I sent a draft local law around to everybody. Missy, I thought I had emailed you, but then you asked me for it. And I said, is End Village still no good?
You did send me that.
Oh, I did.
But then everybody had questions about it, so I thought you were sending a new one.
Oh, no. I just wanted to get out a draft so we could go through, or maybe, I don't know if people wanted, I pitched this towards juveniles because I thought, or at least when I was here, that was the complaints that would be made, but then Guy indicated that he might want to extend it to adults.
Well, I think it's a time issue. It's really sort of anyone after a certain time.
All right, that's what I wanted to ask, if that's a consensus. Is it anybody? I think the problem is you want to give the police the legal authority to shoo minors out, but it seems kind of goofy to, how do you penalize a minor? What are we going to do, give a 14-year-old kid a ticket and then he's going to show up and not going to pay the money? What are we? It's going to be his parents paying anyway. So I guess the question is, do you want to have? So that's how I drafted it up, just in terms of the stuff for juveniles. I just said you can detain the juvenile and send him home, or call his parents or whatever. Pretty much, give them the authority to do that. Penalties I left blank for that reason. But if we're going to make it applicable to all people, then we, for adults, we ought to have some penalties, I suppose, if everybody wants to include adults,
Can you tell me, you're saying that after dusk, is that what it is?
I would like it to be, after, half hour after sunset.
Half hour after sunset, that you cannot be in the park? Well, I mean, I got to say, I walk my dog at 11 o'clock at night. I walk through the Ben Stanley Park. I come to the pond. I walk around here. So you're saying I can't do that?
I'm saying that I think we need to consider a law that does disallows people to use.
How about using the word loitering? I mean, if you're saying you can't be in the park, I think that's a little strict and stringent.
Is it really a problem with adults? I mean,
no.
You know, the guy who I remember was Tim coming in here and complaining that
they were
the kids are out there. Teenagers,
right.
Yeah. So, I don't know, if you've got like, you know, 19-year-old kids, obviously we can make this apply to people that are 21, whatever you want to do. But, you know, that's what I, you know, you might have people out there, I don't know, jogging or something like that, which...
Or you can sitting on the bench. I mean,
kids are there because they want to be away from home. You know, most adults don't have that problem.
Well, again, I don't think this is like we're not breaking any ground here. 30 minutes after sunset is pretty standard time to close parks.
We can do that. So, in other words, and there's a definition of that.
Well, I'm not.
Yeah, and
I'm
if somebody's just walking through, are they really using the park? I mean, you know.
But it's hard to draft it, you know what I'm saying, in a way that says... You know,
right, it's either on.
You're either in it, you're not.
You're either in it,
you know?
Or you're not, and I just think that you.
But is somebody really going to be standing in, you know, next to the park, waiting for someone to walk by so they can say, "Get out of the park"? I mean, it's not like we have.
That's true, but I don't want to draft a local law that, you know, allows. I think it's hard to distinguish that, you know. But I guess, you know, we're kind of, no disrespect, we've got a little bit of a skeleton crew here to see if we get consensus, but. If people are, I did it again, like in our, remember we were doing the other stuff, you know, we sort of broke it out for Friday and Saturdays and the weekends, and I didn't know if you want to do it differently that way or, you know, what you want to do.
I don't think so. I haven't heard that there's much of a difference. You know, again, from the people that I've talked to that want something differently done, they haven't said it's a particular night, it's just late at night is the issue.
And then over the summer, the kids aren't in school anyway. So every night, Saturday night.
Yeah, but I mean, you want to say kids can't be in the park. Oh, say, so during the summer, they could be out in the park shooting hoops and everything, but then a half hour after sunset. And there's language in the general, you know, there's language we can tie that into in state law, you know, that defines what all that is. You know, we don't have to invent the wheel here. But if that's what people want to do, that's fine with me, you know, half hour after.
And is that everybody? I'm coming back to, is it under 19?
Well,
I mean,
I don't have a problem with anybody. I mean, the parks are there, but they're really not usable after dark.
No, I know that.
But by the same token, I don't feel that what the example that you portrayed is not somebody using the park just by walking through or walking with the dog over there.
Well, I sit down on the bench. I mean, am I using the equipment? No, I'm not going to use the swing set. I'm not going to play in the house, but I am going to sit on the bench. I let the dog go into the pond. I let him walk in the creek. I mean, it's like, I don't know.
Put the cuffs on, sister. Hands behind your back.
We should see if there's a way that can be differentiated then.
That's why I think the word, I don't know, I think loitering.
We know what we're trying to do. We're going to get rid of those rowdy kids, not the nice lady walking her dog. The problem is to...
But the nice lady walking her dog is going to be the slow one that's going to be seen, and they're going to go,
I saw her in the park. In other words, the language is, we know what we want to do here, but it's hard to draft language that says, I mean, is there really a problem with adults in the park? I mean, are people out there making out or doing...
I don't think it's a problem with adults.
Well, it depends on... I mean, they could be young adults. I mean...
So make it age 21.
Well, I don't know the exact age range that we're talking about.
So. Well, I don't think you had a bunch of 25-year-olds. I mean, I don't know because, you know, Tim's the only guy I've ever heard here, and that seemed to be pretty much kids. But I don't know who else. I'll draft it however the group concurs here.
Okay.
I think if it's a problem that, you know, if Lori has a problem with, you know, with adults being swept up in this, walking their dog, then, you know, that you target where the problem, most of the problem
where,
is.
Where we perceive it.
Where we perceive it to be, you know, minors and under 21 should be fine. Okay. And we'll see how it goes. And if it doesn't work, then we'll move along.
May I ask a question?
You may.
Would there be an exception for activities that take place after dark?
No. No more tree lighting.
During the day.
Do it at noon.
Should be serious about this. Yeah, I think authorized things like, event, you know, people do, we do have lights there for a reason, but they're not on all the time. So they're only there on special occasions. So, yeah.
I'd put it during a village or school.
No, I'd just say special event. Oh,
sanctioned
whatever.
Sanctioned event.
What sanctioned or sponsored event. Yeah. How about that?
Are dogs allowed in public parks where the kids play? Are they really?
Mm-hmm. There's dog.
I know they're not allowed on beaches and stuff like that.
Right. No, Tony and Jay have the doggy waste
yeah,
baskets.
Bags so over there.
There's bags and there's a.
Bags.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me tweak it and we'll see. I'll send it out again.
Okay.
Thanks.
Tell me.
That's
but there is no smoking.
Yeah, there was that other thing about smoking too in the park.
Yeah, I think we have a. There is no smoking in our parks. There's smoke
oh, there's
free.
Already smoke free?
There aren't smoke free. There should be signs.
There you go. I'm happy.
Okay, so next up's Urswama board renewal. So is that Charlie's appointment for that?
Yeah, that was tabled from last month, so we probably should table it again since he's not here.
All right. DPW employment status. So the information is out there. We're collecting applications and resumes. The deadline is this Friday. At that point, we will review the resumes and we'd like to get a subcommittee together to do that so we don't have to have a public meeting. So I was actually thinking that Charlie and I, and I'd really like Jay to be involved too, since Jay's working
Jay's
with the guys, and you know, it's going to be like a wife, so when there's only two of you. So so if the board approves that, then you know, Charlie and I and Jay can review the applications and do the. We'll do the interview, set up for interviews.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Buddy, good?
Yep.
Can you give me some kind of schedule and I'll schedule people?
Yep. I'll have to talk to Charlie when he gets back and we'll... When's he... You have to tell me when he's getting back.
I think it's the 18th, but I got to check.
18th, so that'll be... Okay, just before grievance night then, right? No.
Yes, that's right.
18th is grievance night.
Yeah, 18th is good.
Okay, so I'll be back then. We'll chat with him. We'll,
the 18th
we'll
Wednesday, right?
It must be.
Yeah, no. Tuesday's grievance, the 17th.
He's probably going to be back Monday then.
Okay.
Because he didn't say he wasn't going to be here for grievance day.
All right. Well, so we got time then. Because you're going to just, the door closes on the applications on Friday.
Right.
So we'll be good. So grievance day is Tuesday, the 17th. 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can apply, get an application ahead, turn it in, or appear in person. The Village Square Receptacle. Anything on that, guy?
Yes, so we received a, after I called DOT, we received a response from Mark Sicadlo. About setting up some training, because the DOT doesn't want us to use it until they're sure we know how to use it, which is fine. He's available Tuesday through Thursday, starting at 7 a.m. He would like representatives from the village, and I thought you and Charlie, since the mayors, would be good, as well as somebody from the highway department and someone from the fire department. So if we could...
I'll see if I can get one of the chiefs over.
Yeah, so if we can sort of arrange that, figure out something, a schedule. They want three keys, one to be here at the highway department, one at the fire department, and then they would have one as well.
Okay.
Okay, I have seven keys.
Okay.
One's in the office, Jay has one, and I have five on the ring, just to see what you guys
So we have the keys already made, so that's good. So we just need to distribute them through. Well, I think at the training, we can sort of...
Will the police
go over that.
Be at the training?
We can have someone be there. They didn't ask for someone, but then again, not every municipality has police, so we should. I'll make sure that Tom or some
Somebody.
Representative is.
Or if they can't, we can walk through it later.
Yeah. The other thing is, we did have...
It's not going to be that complicated.
It's not. From what he told me, it's not. And I did want to answer a question, and I'll do it now since we're talking about it, that Mr. Warner had last time. This is the response that... And it's exactly the same response that Bob gave. It says, the generator hookup, or more accurately called transfer switch, has been installed. It's designed so it will not feed back electricity to the supplier when it's being used. So when normal power is restored, there's a, you know, there's a an indicator so that the switch isn't disengaged, so it goes off, so it doesn't have that problem. So we should be okay if it works the way it's designed.
Right.
So, but I think that's pretty much what it's the last time.
Yeah.
So. But we confirmed it, so we're should be good.
Okay. Next is the appointment of Andrew Cannell.
Canley.
Canell. So the Master Plan Committee.
As a just a little background. He's on Phillips Street, 8 Phillips Street. He's been to the last several of our meetings, and he's been, as Bob knows, he's been providing input, and he has expertise in water and other environmental issues. So I think he'd be good as a member, and he wants to be involved, so you don't turn away volunteers. So, it's in our resolutions, but I suppose we could do it now.
Well,
we did it then. Doesn't matter.
I don't see it in resolutions.
It's not in resolutions.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, then I would like. I would like to make a motion to appoint Andrew Canley of 8 Phillips Street to the Village of Nassau Master Plan Update Committee.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion's approved.
Great. Thank you.
Efficiency plan under new business.
So the efficiency plan. Last month I attended the county's efficiency plan, and what that is, it's a mandate that the governor has put in place that each municipality or school district or whatever district you might call it has to have a 1% efficiency plan for the next 3 years in order for the residents to acquire their, if you want to say, rebates during the year. So the village decided to go in with the county, more municipalities in the county, it's easier to acquire a 1% efficiency. So while the village is on a different fiscal year, many of them already started for 2015, which the county has already met with all the municipalities that are in there. With the fire districts. I don't believe any school districts are in there, but a lot of municipalities are. So we did meet it for 2015. We have to come up with some plans that we think will be good and submit them by March. And then the county will develop the big plan and submit it to the state in April. So just, you know, some ideas that we were thinking of, and we use a lot of this already as purchasing from the county bids.
Mm-hmm.
Another suggestion that was brought up is when municipalities want to go bond, it's very expensive to hire somebody to do that service. Maybe the county would allow their legal team or whomever they have to do it because they're just so quick at it. So I'm going to be sending out, I think Jim, B-E-I-G, I can't pronounce his name, Missy, he sent that efficiency plan, correct? Jim, B-E-I-G, I can't think, from the county. He sent you an email? No?
No.
Okay. So there's an a form that we have to do. What we've been doing currently, or what we did previously, what we're doing now, and how we in the future are going to do that. So we have to get that back. I'll share that with you.
Okay. All right. That's it.
That's
you
it.
Good?
That's
yeah.
it.
Okay, we'll open the floor for public comment again.
I got one question.
Yes.
With the snowbank being way high and stuff like that, I see a lot of hydrants haven't got flags on them, or you can't even see the hydrants.
Yeah, I got to put. I'm going to call Tony and talk to him about that. Fine, because I know we have flags.
Some of them are. I mean, they're buried. You don't even know where they are. At least with a flag on, you know where.
Mm-hmm.
you stand a little chance.
Yeah, they should do that in the fall, every fall.
And is it the fire company responsible to dig them out, or they share it? Or?
Yeah, well, Tony and Jay did a few of them this week. And I know the fire company did a few of them also. So it's whoever can get to them, I guess,
right.
Really. You know, I mean, if the guys are, you're getting storms every 2 days, the guys are pretty busy. But, you know, the fire department is more than willing to help out with that, too.
Flag might be a big thing, because at least you know where to dig.
Right. Yeah, the chief called me on that already, so I got to talk to Tony about it. He told me today, so I will do that. Bill?
Is there any prohibition against individual resident owners digging out the fire plugs?
No.
No prohibition against that. So if I want to dig one out, I could do it.
Sure.
Thank you.
I think in some municipalities it's actually encouraged.
Some places have, yeah.
All right, resolutions.
So I'll just give the background on the first one, the Justice Court Audit. Trustee Forte and myself conducted the annual audit of the Justice Court records, and everything was in order. The only thing different that they moved to was a deposit. Everything's now electronic. We used to do everything paper, like receipts, and everything's now electronic. So that was a step in the right direction. I guess we were the last court to really move forward with that. But everything was in order. So I'll make a motion to accept the 2014 Justice Court audit.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. And second resolutions for the Nassau Baseball Parade.
You'll see in your packets I put the application that the Nassau Baseball Association submitted. That has been approved by Tom. And we're just looking to have the parade again.
Yep, date's going to be May 2nd for interested parties. At 11:30, I'll probably be lined up, right? Kick off at noon.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what it says.
I'll make a motion to accept the baseball parade application.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion's carried. So we're not going to do an executive session?
No, because I don't. It'd just be the two of us.
All right, so audit the bills.
Make a motion to pay the bills number 296 through 329 in the amount of $25,348.50 in the general fund and $1,437.31 in the water fund.
A second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried.
I'll make a motion to adjourn at
7:35. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you.